will be Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Listen now for God's holy word. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at the sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one of them heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" People of God, the grass withers and the flowers will fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say, Amen. Amen. As Jesus was preparing to leave this earth, he told his disciples to go and to wait in Jerusalem. They were, in a sense, back where they had been. Back where they had been before Jesus had even come into their lives in the first place. As they waited after Jesus' departure, they were wondering where God was and if God was still with them at all. They were wondering if perhaps God had left them, had abandoned them. In the stories of our Old Testament, God's presence had come and had dwelt with God's people through a mysterious presence that was often described as a pillary cloud of fire and a cloud This cloud was often described as bringing with it God's glory. And so it was called the glory cloud. Over and over again, God's glory, God's presence is depicted to coming to God's people to dwell with them as a cloud. When God first led God's people out of their captivity in Egypt, God led them in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. When the people who had left Egypt reached Mount Sinai, God came near them in a raging, storming cloud that dwelt on the top of the mountain. From there, God made God's covenant relationship with his people, pledging to be their God and asking them to be his people. When Moses needed to meet with God there in the wilderness to ask for direction and for counsel, God's glory cloud would indwell a tent called the Tent of Meeting, and there Moses would sit and meet with God. As the people wandered through the wilderness towards the Promised Land, they were instructed to build a place of prayer and worship called the Tabernacle. And there, after the tabernacle was constructed and completed, the glory cloud of God covered the tabernacle. And once again, we are told that God's glory filled that place. As they wandered and they traveled, God's presence was close at hand, traveling with the people as it indwelt the tabernacle. Later, when the people were settled, when they had reached the Promised Land, when they were living in the land of Israel, King Solomon built a temple in Jerusalem, and when it was consecrated, God's glory cloud filled the Holy of Holies in the temple, showing that God was there, dwelling among God's people. But then crisis struck. Hundreds of years later, the temple was destroyed, and when God's nearness, God's indwelling presence was seemingly gone from God's people. In the time of the prophet Ezekiel, the Babylonians came and they sacked Jerusalem, destroying even the temple, God's dwelling place on earth. And in a vision, Ezekiel witnessed the glory cloud of God lifting out of the temple and leaving God's people. As God left Jerusalem, so did the people. They were captured by the Babylonians and taken off into exile, scattered across the face of the earth. For centuries, the question remained on the lips and in the hearts of God's people: where was God? Where was God's indwelling presence? And for a time, Jesus was the answer to that question. The Gospel of John describes Jesus using the Greek word for dwelling place, the same Greek word that was used to translate the Hebrew word for tabernacle in the Old Testament. The Gospel of John begins with these words, this profession of faith about Jesus. The Gospel begins by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Dwelt, or tabernacled among us. "And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." Jesus came. Like the pillar of fire and like the glory cloud, Jesus came to bring God's indwelling presence to earth. Jesus came to God's creation and God's people. Jesus traveled with God's people. Like the glory cloud that filled the tabernacle that moved through the wilderness, and like the glory cloud that filled the temple, Jesus came to dwell, to give peace, to give a sense of God's presence on earth. Jesus came to return God's presence to God's people, but then Jesus left. He departed. After his death on the cross, after his resurrection on Easter morning, after 40 days of meeting with his disciples and teaching them, Jesus was again gone. He departed, ascended. Like in the vision of Ezekiel that witnessed the presence of God lifting up out of the temple, Jesus was lifted up and out of sight, and he ascended into the clouds. And so the disciples were back where God's people had been for centuries before Jesus' incarnation. They were left to wonder, where on earth could God's presence be found? The disciples were back where God's people had been for centuries, wondering if God was still with them, or if perhaps they and all of God's creation was abandoned. The disciples sat huddled in a room, waiting and wondering, when suddenly God's presence came and filled a new space on earth. The disciples heard a loud sound like that of a rushing wind, a wind that filled the room. Perhaps this room, this physical space where they were gathered, perhaps this had become the new place of God's indwelling spirit and presence. God's glory had filled the space of the tabernacle. God's glory had filled the Holy of Holies in the temple. And now, perhaps God was filling this room, this space between these walls. Perhaps the disciples must have thought, perhaps God had chosen a new place, a new location where God would be near God's people. But as the disciples looked around that room, they saw and they realized that God's dwelling was not a room, but that God was choosing to dwell in each of them. For resting on each of them was a divided tongue of fire, as if the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire that had led Israel through the wilderness had been divided and was now resting on them and in them. God's indwelling presence had returned to earth, but it had not returned to a building or a space with floors and walls and a ceiling. God's indwelling presence had returned to earth, and God was now present in their hearts, in their voices, in their lives. God was tabernacling with God's people, but in a new way. God was dwelling with God's people, but in a new way. Friends of Jesus Christ, what is the nature of the God that is revealed to us through the Scriptures and is made known to us by our faith? Our God is not a God who is far off in some unreachable heaven. Our God is not isolated or sheltered in the protected halls of privilege. God God is not at the end of a long or great journey, and God is not waiting for you or for I to obtain God's presence. The nature of the God whom we come to know through Scripture and through our faith is a God whose desire it is to dwell with us, to dwell with God's people, to dwell in God's creation, to tabernacle with us. God has revealed this to us in Jesus Christ, who took on flesh, who lived among us, who came not to be pampered and privileged, but to travel with us, to dine with us, to be with us in our joys and sorrows, to touch us in our isolation and in our sickness. God comes to us now, even now in this age, through the indwelling presence of God's Holy Spirit. God is with us. God is here. God dwells in our hearts. And so may the presence of God give us peace. May it assure us of God's love, of the forgiveness of our sins. And may God's Spirit activate us to share the good news of God's indwelling love and God's near presence with others. Thanks be to God. Amen.